Simon Shin Chavav Rechitza B'Shabbos. We're now starting a new topic, and that's the topic of showers, baths on Shabbos. It's not allowed to have a shower on Shabbos. It's not allowed to have a bath on Shabbos. What about Yom Tov? What about 2 days Yom Tov? And what about 3 days Yom Tov? Is it mutter? In what way is it mutter? When is it mutter? When is it not? We'll also talk to Hashem about swimming on Shabbos. If you're lucky enough to have a swimming pool in the backyard, like most of us obviously do, go swimming on Shabbos, is that mutter? And when yes and when not? All this will be discussed with Hashem and Simchin Chav Vav. There's an Issa Rabbanon to wash oneself, his entire body. On Shabbos, Isser Rechitza on Shabbos, to wash oneself on Shabbos. Afilu, even. Kol Eva ve'Eva levad, even if you are doing one Eva at a time, one part of the body at a time, it will still be awesome. So don't say, I'm first doing my arm and then my leg and then my. No. Even if you do Eva, it's also. Afilu kol Eva levad, also. Afilu, even b'mayim she'uchmu be'erev Shabbos, even if the water was preheated before Shabbos, it's still also. So don't say, this water was hot before Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. If you're having the actual fact, the action of having a shower on Shabbos is also in its own right. We will talk about it, we'll get there. Lichot. To wash. How would you differentiate?
Immersing.
Okay, so perhaps we should say, okay, good. So let's stick to that literal translation. If you want to differentiate, which is lichot means to wash. Beinim and bekli, whether it is in a kli, beinim and bekaka. Bekaka is the equivalent of actually going into bath, which is bekaka, or fixed on the ground. So now here comes Mr. Blaine's point. Even if you pour water al gufoy on your body, which I suppose is the equivalent of a shower, so afilu, even lishpoich, to pour amayim, the water, al gufoy, on his body, velishtatev, also, and to wash yourself in that way, it's also, that would be also, aval, but, what is mutter is, lichotz boim ponov, yodov, raglov. If you are just washing your ponov, your face, yodov, your hands, raglov, and all your feet, that is mutter as well. So here we go, now by saying it's an isad rabbanon of having a bath or a shower on Shabbos. The only exception is if you just do your hands, your feet, or your face, that will be permitted.
What's the reason?
Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot Na'alef. Also Liyachoyitz. The reason for that is, says the Mishnah Berurah, Gzeira, because of rabbinical Gzeira, Shema, perhaps, Yovoy Alidezeh, because if you're allowed to have a shower bath on Shabbos, you're going to come to Lehochem, but Shabbos, you're going to end up heating up water on Shabbos. So say that if you would be allowed to have a bath on Shabbos, then you're probably gonna dislike this freezing cold bath. It's not so. It is indeed. And Chomim said that if a person is going to be allowed to have baths on Shabbos, he's probably going to end up inevitably going to heat up the water for that purpose. And therefore, it's also kol gufoy. Mishnah Berurah asked the question: what about if it's not your entire body? What if I don't? We learned on the one hand, whole body is also. On the other hand, we learned if you do your hands, your feet and your face, that's mutter. So individually, yeah, that's right.
That would be your hand.
If you end up doing the whole body. If you first go on the right hand in the bath, and afterwards you get out and you go left. Yeah? And then so that would be Eva. Mishnah Berurah says the following now in Sifkot base, kol gufoy, vuadin roiv gufoy. The issa is also the majority of your body, the rubai kekulo, because of the general rule of rubai kekulo. I was once asked a while ago, so how does that work exactly? What's the majority of the body? What's the majority? So say you want to just wash your, we said that yodov is hands. So let's say the hands, does that include the arms as well or not? If you do the arms and the legs, is that all considered, would you say that it's on your face? Does that end up the roiv? Probably not. It probably means very literally the hands. But either way, what we're learning over here is that rubai kekulo, that you can't, that you have to, yeah, the only heta is yodov raglov, ponov yodov raglov, not more than that. Continues the Ramah. אבל מותר לרחוץ בהם פונים ולרגלו, והגוסס דרמוב, אוי שער איבורים, other parts, if you single parts of your body, that's also mutter. So it doesn't only mean ponov, yad of raglov. The Rama holds that it's not just if you've got, let's say, I don't know, your knee, which is not part of your raglov. Just your knee, for instance, or just one particular part of the. What's going to be that lacha then? So the Rama explains oisha evam also means any other part of the body, that's fine as well. Kolche in a ruch, it's called gufo. As long as you don't do the majority of your whole body, or the majority of your whole body, according to Mishnah Berurah. So we're learning single parts of the body is muta, like hands, feet, and face. But anything, if you end up doing the majority of the body, that's where the issa is. And that's an issa d'abonon. V'hanamili, and that is, pechame'u, that's if you've got water which was heated up from the fire. Aval pechame tveri, if you've got water from the springs, muta licho, it's afilu kol gufo yachad. If you've got, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you've got water which was heated up, hot spring water, which was heated up by natural spring heat and not by fire, by conventional fire, then muta lichot kol gufo yachad. Then you're allowed to wash your entire body as well. Then tzorich loyma, and even more so, betzonim, if it's cold water, that would be muta as well. V'hor deshori bechamei tveri. That we said that chamei tveri, spring water, is muta. Tafke bekak, that's if it's attached on the ground, if the water is still sitting there. Havol bekliloi, but if I take the water from the springs, hot water spring, and I take it into a kli, that would be also. To'osila achlufe bechameu, because anybody out there, imagine you take, I understand spring water is muta, okay, I'm okay with that. But imagine you take a big bucket and you take water from the hot spring, where everything's spring water. It's fascinating. I saw it once. It's fascinating. It's really fascinating. I saw it actually in Hungary. It's fascinating. It's freezing cold. It's snowing. But spring. It's really fast. So imagine a person takes hot water, steaming hot water from the springs, and he takes it and he puts it elsewhere. Now, as soon as you put it into the bath, you've put it into the sink or wherever it is, you took that water. In fact, as long as it's in a bucket, nobody can tell where the water was heated from. So therefore, even if you're allowing chametveri, which we said is muta, but as soon as you've taken it to a kli, then nobody can tell how the water was heated. And therefore, medrabonon, that's also awesome. You cannot wash. It's got the same aloch. It's medrabonon, it's also to wash that with that water as well, beyond yod of panu raglov, because it would appear for the person outside, he doesn't know how the water was heated, and therefore it's included in the issa d'rabbanan. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Bechamei Tveri, in Tzivkot Nches, in Bechamei Tveri, Vuadin Shaim Ayinos Chamed, it's not just the Chamed, the spring water of Tveri, which were famous for their springs. It doesn't mean specifically Tveri, but anywhere else as well. Any spring water which reaches a certain heat is Mutter. Loi Gozrel in Yisrael Chitz, Chomim did not ask Yisrael Chitz. Why is that? What is the reason? We understand. Do you understand when you're allowed to have a hot bath on Shabbos? We explained, because you're going to end up heating up the water. So why is it that in a hot spring, the gzeirah is not, why is it muta? You're not going to eat it up. You're not going to eat that. That's right. You're not going to eat up.
That means you could go in where it is the source. You could have your bath in that, in the source. You could
take it away. Correct. That's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch means. Yeah. So that would be, the answer is that's right. That will also be like Chametz Tveria. It will be saying Chametz Tveria. But as soon as you take it out from there, albeit. Now the thing is that if your case is correct, if you have got water and you put it in a bucket or a bath, and that's lying outside in the burning sun, and it's getting heated up that way, then the same halacha will apply. However, when it comes to solar panels, the poskim are not so happy to consider it chametz veyeh, because of its technical facilities, which is not so poshut, and many, I don't exactly know, I think these have been changing, over the last few years, from the Shmir Shabbos times until Shmir Shabbos Lechosa times until nowadays, I think it's changed a little bit. That's what I understand from the postgame. And also, it appears that different countries have different systems and different models, and it couldn't be that different companies produce it and manufacture it differently. But I do know that some of them are certainly not considered Chametz Tveria, because the way it works is they go through pipes, and they're actually not physically heated directly by the sun, but they're heated by some thing which heats up, the pipes get heated up. I don't know if they're called pipes. That's what they probably have got a more sophisticated name. They are they get heated up. They have certain very absorbent metal, and they heat up. They get to a very, very hot degree, and that's what heats up the water. So it's not directly the sun. Hence, many poskim hold that if it's solar panels heating the water, it will not be considered chametz tveria, but it will be considered already indirect, and they will be therefore also to bath in water which is heated up by solar panels. That's what many poskim hold. But a similar scenario is brought down later. Now, yeah.
If you took the chametz tveria or some kind of hot spring water before Shabbos, put it in the bathtub, and then when Shabbos came in, it was on the one hand already there, and on the other hand wasn't heated by fire. Would that be enough of a
hatch? Lichay or not. Lichay also. I don't see why it should be mutter. Because it is chametver, which is, the fact it was me'erev Shabbos, me'erev Shabbos is also. And it's l'mais now in a kli. Misvore yishore, which I don't know for a fact, I don't remember seeing it, but misvore should be also.
If it's just a question of Morisayin here, what's the difference between...
Yeah, Morisayin, it's hot water, which is now sitting in a bath.
If you want to hang up laundry on Shabbos, wet clothes on Shabbos to dry, that's also. If you want to hang it up before Shabbos, that's
mutter. Yeah, but this is a little bit different because if you feel huchmu me'erev Shabbos, the water is also on Shabbos as opposed to.
But it wasn't this one. So because they weren't gozer chametz tveria, in the same way that they weren't.
They were not gozer if it isn't chametz tveria, if it is static in its place. And once you've taken it out, it's already included in the issa. So the fact that it was me'erev Shabbos, we're not going to help.
I believe so.
Save base tells us. Yes, I wanted to make a disclaim over here, though, that we're learning that cold water is fine. Is that what we learned so far? So if you want to have a bath in freezing cold water, that's okay. Is that what we're saying? Yeah? Second line? Either chametz tveria is mutter, because chametz is zoreh, ve'ein tzorech lama betzoninin. What did I mean, ve'ein tzorech lama betzoninin? Chametz tveria is hot. So that's obviously not chametz tveria. So it means cold water. So Shulchan Aruch is telling us cold water you're allowed to have a bath in cold water, if you wish to do so. Why? Because you're not going to end up heating it up. You're not going to end up, if a person is allowed to go into cold water, he will not think that next week is allowed to heat it up.
Yeah, but if you go in cold water now, if you're too cold, you're liable to turn the hot tap on.
No, so that we're not concerned is physically, we're just concerned that if you would be allowed to go into hot water, if we'd be allowed to go in hot water, then next week he's going to make a mistake. He's going to think that you're allowed to heat it up because I was allowed to go into hot water. But if it's cold water, then he's not going to start thinking he's allowed to heat up water on Shabbos.
But you said before.
If hot water would be mutter, then you would think that next week he's going
to. You said before that you'd not have a bath because you're allowed to turn the hot water on. That's why you shouldn't have a bath. But if you go in a cold bath.
So we're only concerned that it's going to heat up the water if he ever experienced going into hot water. If he ever experienced going into hot water on Shabbos, then he's going to start thinking they'll have to heat up the water on Shabbos. But if categorically only cold water is mutter, he's never going to start thinking he's allowed to heat up the water on Shabbos. That's right. But it's a little bit more to come. It's not always true. We're going to see some. There's many more to be said about that. Safe base. Yesh oimrim dodo shor b'chametz tveria. Some say that we're allowed to go into chametz tveria, tafkuk she'en ha'mokem mekur, that's only, chametz tveria is only mutter, if there is no ceiling, if it's open air. Tafkuk she'en ha'mokem mekur, if it's open air, hot water springs. Ever seen that? Hot water springs and it's open air? Must be.
Jesus.
Is that how it works? Okay, good.
When it's open air, not mekura, does that mean if there's a cave above it, that's also counted as mekura?
A cave?
I understood that there were caves you could go into in Tveria. Maybe I'm wrong. Was it there are caves you can go to in parts of the world which have hot springs in the caves? So you can't see the sky because there's caves above you.
Good question, I don't know. Look at the next few words of Shulchan Aruch. But if there is a ceiling there, also it's going to be also. So it sounds like that will be included in that. It is Makura at the end of the day. Mishum da osri dezeve also. Because another reason, osri dezeve is going to have a nice, it's like a sauna. It's going to have full of zeh. It's going to be like also. And some say, actually, no, it is mutter. Yes, some say the mutter is bechametve. It is mutter to have a shvitz. It is allowed to be mazir and chametve.
How would it not be? Like, how would it be tenua to bathe in the open air? It would be tremendous pritzah. In a place which is.
It doesn't. I'm saying.
You can't bathe like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be that. I don't know how it work, how chametve worked in terms of mechitzes around it and mechutzes around it. I don't know how it was set up in a way that fits with Hilchos Nias. I don't know the technical aspects of it, but I assuming there was some mechitzes.
If you're going to have mechitzes, why can't you have a ceiling? And if you're going to not have a ceiling.
No, ceiling has nothing to do with stairs. Ceiling is because it is. It's so as Mishabu explains over here. It's if gotten yud. Have an imamokim. The mishum do mekurem nafish have lava osri deze ala diarichitza. The fact that it's mekurem, the fact that there is a ceiling, makes it that it's increased temperature, makes it that it's got osri deze. It's going to come to be mazia. Vezeh also, and zeh in its own is also to have a sauna. That's also in its own right. So mechitzas won't affect that. To be mazia, mazia is related to. To be mazia is related to refuah. We'll see that in Sifyut Beis. Yeah, we'll get to that. Sifyut Beis. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that in Sifyut Beis. Okay, now, Sif Gimel is an interesting scenario. Amas Hamayim Shichamo. You've got Amas Hamayim Shichamo. Also, Lam Shech Lesoich Afilim Erev Shabbos. Siloin. Now, this is actually referring to a very specific case it's basically like a pipe. So there's a siloin, which is like a pipe. And, what happens there is, also, imagine you've got a pipe, a big pipe, and you're allowing into the pipe a lot of water, and then you're blocking it. That's a siloin. You're allowing into this big pipe. So now I'm picturing myself these big pipes that sometimes you see them, you know, the builders sometimes on by roadworks, you see these very large pipes. That's the kind of pipe what I'm imagining. And you can block them off on both sides. You're putting cold water in there. Cold water. And then you take this one ending of this silo and you take it out. And you take from this very interesting pipe, you allow the water to go out into a gumo, into the uka, into a hole, shibakaka into a hole. So imagine, you're drawing, it's a way of drawing the water. So we have a scenario here, which is a scenario of the Mishnah, that you've got a water which has been taken from one place to the other by means of a pipe, which allowed the cold water to go in there, and then it was let out on the other side. So also lehamshich lesoich afilu me'erev Shabbos siloin perish tzine marze v'siloin dvar echodem shel tzine cold water v'pia siloin it's opening yoytze chutz la'amo because it lets the water out of this water u'meim of nishpochim l'uka and its water goes into a pit shebakaka in the ground v'imimshichu and if the water was taken like this and allowed out on the other side hasurim. The water cannot be used. This is what actually has happened over here, is that you've taken water and you've put it into another place, but lemaisa, it is as if it's Chochma B'Shabbos and therefore also. Let me just finish Chochma before going to the Mishnah Berurah. If the Silon Shel Mayim Erev Yom Tov, if the Silon Shel Mayim was done on Erev Yom Tov, then it would be also to have a chitza but muta b'shtia. Let's see if Mishmur explains a little bit more. Sifkot Yud Beis. Silon Shel Tzoyin. Kedei she'ischamu mechoyim amas ha'mayim. This water will be heated up in this, within this pipe. What's really happening over here is there's atmana taking place. The water goes in there, and the water remains enclosed in this pipe, and that is really atmana. And therefore you cannot benefit from this. It's an interesting type of atmana, but really then water is... it's like a thermos kind of thing. It's kept nice and warm. And now if you're pouring this water out of this pipe into a gum, into a pit, you cannot benefit from that water. Because it's like it went through atmana on Shabbos. And even if the water this process was done on Erev Shabbos, nevertheless it's atmana, which was done on Erev Shabbos, which is still also. Now if this was done on Yom Tov, then you'd be allowed to drink the water. But you wouldn't be allowed because atmana doesn't apply on Yom Tov, but you wouldn't be allowed to have a bath in it on Yom Tov. Yeah. Next, Siv Dalet. Loy yeshtatev odom betzoinen kol gufoy. What about if a person says, okay, fine, I'm not having a hot bath on Shabbos because I understand that's awesome, but you know what he has? He has a cold bath. And he's now, after having this cold bath, he goes to the fireplace and he wants to warm himself up. Why is he got still water on his body? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, he has got cold water on him. He had a bath, he's got cold water. Well, do you know what? For that matter, he could have got into the rain and he's sopping wet and he's got cold water on his body. So whether it's from a bath or whether from the rain, he's full of water and now he's going to the next to this fire to warm himself up. Is this motor also? To warm himself up near the fireplace when he's got full of water on himself. Also, why?
Eating the water.
Says Shulchan Aruch. Lo yishtatev odom betzoinen kol gufoy. Veyischamem keneged hamedur. He may not warm himself up next to the fireplace if he's full of water. Mipnei, because shemav shemayim she'arav, he heats up the water which is on himself. Venimtzo keroichetz kol gufoy bechamem. Because what he's doing is initially, what he's doing over here is that he's heating up the water which is on himself. Venimtzo keroichetz kol gufoy bechamem. And it will look as if he's washing himself, he's washing himself with hot water, which is awesome. But if he warmed himself up dry, next to the fireplace, and then he wants to pour cold water of himself, that is mutter. Now, you said something very interesting. You said, again, Rabbi said, this is very important because this is really relevant. We're learning now. So a person is full of cold water. We're learning Shulchan Aruch says he's not allowed to go next to the fireplace. He's not allowed to warm himself up next to the fireplace. And you said because he's heating up the water. And then Shulchan Aruch says, but what you are allowed to do is that if you're dry, you're bone dry, you warm yourself up next to the fireplace, and then after you pour cold water over it because you just overheated a bit, and you want to pour cold water over it, that is mutter. So what is a pshat in Shulchan Aruch? So you said that the reason why you're not allowed to go to the fireplace is because you're warming up the water up. And now let's have a look at this. What issa are you referring to? What is, sir?
Because your body's actually absorbing the water,
so therefore,
are you really heating it up?
Are you really heating it up?
It's absorbing the water.
So, are you heating it up? So,
not very different to, we say, in the Hilchos Bishul, you can put something samach la'esh. You're not allowed to put something on the esh, but you can put it samach.
Correct. If you know that it won't reach, yeah, you have to let this boy. Yeah. Okay. So the Bi'aloch explains that there's two problems. Potentially there's a problem that it reached Yatzel Edes Boy and then you're Evon Bishol. That's definitely true. And everybody agrees to that. But besides that, there could even be an Issa, and that's what the Bi'aloch Paskins Lemaisa. Never mind that even if you know it will not reach Yatzel Edes Boy, there's another Issa, and that is the warming water which is on your body, and this is very relevant to the hand dryers. Warming water, even if it does not reach Yatzel Edes Boy, it will still be also. Water, the Laroche here, according to Bi'aloche, is that any water which is on your body, you may not warm up. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, what would be the Laroche? If you've got, say you've got a hand dryer, which say, for argument's sake, you know the electric hand dryers, which goes on a timer. Say they go on a timer. And every 10 minutes it goes on for a minute and it switches off again. Or a hand dryer that is on the whole Shabbos.
You know, they
Imagine it's not triggered. Imagine it goes on. Imagine it just goes on the whole time. You've got a hand dryer that goes on automatically every 10 minutes and it goes off. His motor also to use it, I think, could be a very relevant situation.
I think it's a clear anantahadi that he's not washing his hands when he's putting one in a hand dryer. He's very clearly drying.
He's drying it. But we're learning over here that warming, according to the halacha, the understanding of seif, of this seif over here is that the actual fact here, warming up water, which is on your body, that itself, the truth is, it's probably even clearer in seif hay. If you look at seif hay, let's just have a quick look at seif hay, because I think that's evident there too. Yesh oimim sam seish, tzorich leizor shalechamem yodov, you must be careful not to warm up your hands. Hetzelo ish by the fire. Achanetila, once you've washed your hands and they are wet, you may not put your hands over the, don't warm them up. Imlo in nagvim tchileof, unless you dry them, bone dry first. So if you have got dry hands, you may put them over the fire to warm yourself up. But if your hands are wet, you may not take your hands whilst they are wet and put them over the fire to dry. So this is even if it couldn't be aloha, even if it doesn't reach out to letters boy. But the actual factor boy is of warming up your wet body, that is also in itself, even if it doesn't really assess. But that's why the hand dryer situation, if you would be warming up your wet hands, although you're trying to dry them, but even if it will not reach out to letters boy, which probably does anyway reach out to letters boy.
No, it's for sure not going to reach out to letters boy, because that's the definition of your letters boy. If it touches your skin, you will recoil from it. Which means that...
Good point,
no one's going to stand next to a fire and
if it's going
themselves.
To be, yeah.
So therefore, it's never going to reach.
Yeah, okay. So I suppose you're right. It might not be. It's a good point. Very, very good. Very good point. So it's not yet today, but it will be also anyway. We're learning now. So never mind bishul, but it's also anyway in its own right, because also satatzurich lizor shol lechamim yovod v'tzelo eish achanatila, because they are wet, and to dry your wet hands through heat is also on Shabbos. And that's, I think, the hand dryers would be in such a scenario, would be also.
And that's also the Rabbanon.
Also the Rabbanon. It's also the Rabbanon, yeah.
What's the Hesper for that?
The Hesper, it's part of the Gzeira, or it's a sniff of the Isra Chitza. Sniff of Isra Chitza. Yeah, what did you want to say?
In the sun.
Yeah, there will probably be Mutter. Probably. Because there is not... My feeling is that it would be also because the whole is over here is a chitz related, and since there's no, I would imagine that I didn't see anything about it, but pashtas it would be mutter. Okay, maybe we'll speak a little bit more about this Be'ez Hashem in the next year.
Just think of going in a pool of water.
We'll speak more about that. This is a separate channel. We'll speak about that. You're talking about swimming. Okay, we'll get to that. This is, yeah. Okay, good, fine. Good evening, Abbas.